yeah, everyone's doing things differently due to you know what. And a new comedy horror play called It's Behind You will premiere live online this Thursday. It's being put on by Trick of the Light Theatre and was commissioned by Circa Theatre. I'm joined now by Simon Leary, one of the actors in the play. Hi, Simon.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very relaxed day here.
Excited to share this with the world?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's been... been a bit of a crazy time. I mean, a lot of the actors and workers involved in this production, we had other productions shut down, obviously, because of lockdown and everything that's been going on. So, yeah, it was a real treat to get cast and It's Behind You. And, yeah, we're all looking forward to having a live audience again in some capacity.
So what makes this show different?
Well, this one's first of all, it's crazy up to date, so it's set in the height of lockdown. So it's basically what everyone's been going through lately. But it takes place on Zoom, and basically you buy your ticket, you tune in, and you can watch it at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. And everything that you're seeing before your eyes will be happening live. It's basically a play on the go. So yeah, it's this comedy horror where it's three friends catching up on Zoom, but it's an ominous force stalking them.
Who do you play?
I'm playing a character. He's not one of the core three. I'm the boyfriend of one of the characters who basically started dating this guy a week before the lockdown happened, and they made the bold choice to spend this lockdown level 4 together, and I'm getting on the nerves of...
Yeah, well, that's a bit of a horror movie in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great idea. Is there any limit to the number of people who can watch it?
No. There's potential it might be our biggest audience yet. I mean,
yeah.
In theory, we're certainly going to fit a lot more people on the internet than we are in the normal capacity at Circa Theatre would be 224, I think. So, yeah.
I presume you've been rehearsing.
Watch it. Oh, yes. Yeah. We don't want to mess this one up. We've been catching up every other day. Working around everyone else's schedules. We've got Chris Parker and Brinley Stent are involved, and that they're in the midst of doing a lot of TV work at the moment.
Yeah, they're both incredible talents. Who wrote this
one? Yeah, great comedian. This is it's written by Trick of the Light Theatre, which is Ralph McCubbin Howell, and Anya Tate Manning have written this one. They've both got their masters in writing, and they're sort of known for their witty works. They've done Troll and The Bookbinder and The Road That Wasn't There. They're also really into puppetry and using light to create mood. Some of the stuff we've been doing has been...
Have you double-checked everyone's internet speed and connections? Have you tried it out at 7 o'clock on a Thursday night before? Because I'm worried that things might start to lag. That could interrupt the flow a bit.
Yeah. We obviously, that's definitely the top of everybody's mind. Gosh, what happens if something goes wrong? But I guess that's the benefit, first of all, of having basically all these actors are used to a bit of improv if something did go wrong. But thank goodness we're all in high-speed internet areas as well. So, we get to have any troubles. And, there's people working in behind the scenes to make sure.
No one's doing it from a farmhouse using their 2G mobile phone connection.
Hey,
it will be fun for people to tune into, right? And a great way to support those of you who have been a bit out of work over the lockdown because of the nature of what you do. 7 p.m. Thursday, and then people just go to the Circa website today to buy tickets.
That's right. Yeah, it's on the Circa website, and you get sent a link the day before. It's kind of a cool way to experience something completely live. I don't think there's been much that's happening, a lot of things have almost been pre-recorded movies or whatever, so you'll hopefully get that sense that you're enjoying a bit of theatre live
good
with a whole bunch of different people at the same time.
Thanks, Simon, and good luck.
Great, thanks very much, Jesse.